Our organization focuses very much on equipping and inspiring holding men accountable to be excellent men, fathers, mentors, role models, to really lead and drive the fight against gender-based violence. And I think it's crucial that we work with men, because as the primary perpetrators of violent and sexual crime, we need to get men involved in being the primary drivers to stop it. So that's what we're really all focused on. We really talk to men about becoming allies with women in the fight against gender-based violence. And men need to play an absolutely crucial role. And that's why I'm releasing this book this month with Penguin and Exclusive Books, called Force for Good, which really talks about how men can be a force for good against whatever's wrong in our society. And high on that list is gender-based violence.
And in your piece, That's What Sense, you distinguish between toxic masculinity and true positive masculinity. How can men recognize this difference in their own lives and also kind of enforce it in the way that they deal with GBV or how they deal with it in their homes?
Well, masculinity is not toxic. You know, it's masculinity that's damaged or wounded or misconstrued that becomes toxic. But masculinity in its true form is a beautiful gift to humanity. It's a safe space. It loves and serves and honors and protects and provides. So what we need to do is really talk about true authentic masculinity and inspire young men to be authentically masculine, as well as older men. And the more we do that, the more we call out good, healthy, positive masculinity, which is true masculinity, the more the toxic version of it will fall by the wayside, because it won't be able to stand up against true masculinity.
And your research, it links broken men to broken societies. How can us as a society address men's mental health in practical ways that can also reduce gender-based violence?
Well, it's a real challenge. You know, it's generations of fatherlessness. It's breakdown of society. It's wrong messaging about masculinity. I think what we can do, number one, every man needs to just look in the mirror and say, how can I be an excellent man, excellent father, mentor, role model? How can I deal with any negativity in myself or anything in myself that is counterproductive, that is negative, that is harmful? And let me become a good man. And then let me begin to influence those in my circle and around me. Let me be an excellent father and an excellent mentor. But I think as a society, and I mean, that's the role that you as media would play too, let's begin to give proper, positive, healthy messaging about masculinity. We need to tell men and young boys, particularly growing up, you're a gift. You know, you're designed to be a hero. In your DNA is a rich heritage of heroism. And when you talk to men like that, they come alive. And then we need to teach them and say, right, masculinity is a good thing, not a bad thing. We need to grow our strengths as men, physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. And then we need to use that only in the service of others. And if we begin to really give these messages from all sources around South Africa and media, etc., men will begin to rise up to that and hold themselves accountable to that standard.
Right. And I've noticed, especially in my communities, it's not just the men that's putting men down, you know, from the fathers to the sons. It's also sometimes it's the mother or the daughters, I mean, the siblings or whatnot, you know, the female. How can we as females also be that encouraging force in men, in boys, to tell them it's okay to not be okay, it's okay to cry, it's okay to feel, you're welcome to protect me, even though I'm, you know, strong, positive, independent. I welcome your masculinity as something positive and something that we can work with.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, women have tremendous amount of power in the lives of men, and often men bring their question of their validity to women, and particularly their moms and those women in their lives that are meaningful. And if women affirm men and they affirm their masculinity and give the message that, you know, being a man is a good thing, and but then at the same time, women don't accept false masculinity, you know, draw a line in the sand and say, look, it's not okay to behave like that. And then also enable men to be safe to be vulnerable. You see, often men are scared to be vulnerable to women because they might be perceived as weak or less than. But if women create an environment where they bring an assurance to men that, you know, if you do cry or show emotion, I'm not going to think less of you. I still consider you a man and strong, etc. So there's a lot that women can do. I think also single moms who are absolute heroes in our nation because they single-handedly raising boys and girls. I encourage single moms to recruit good men into the lives of their children, you know, be it an uncle, a grandfather, a brother, a male teacher, a coach. Very important for young boys particularly to have good, strong male role models and father figures in their lives.
All right. And tomorrow, women across the nation will spend some time in a shutdown in support of, well, against GBV. It's not just women that should be doing it, but also men should be in support of it. What do you think about this movement, especially around G20 with all the world leaders at our view?
Well, look, it's a good call to action, and it's a good awareness. Our mission is to go way beyond just awareness. You know, awareness is very crucial, and I think this movement has created a huge amount of awareness. And also, it's talking about galvanizing government into action. But I think following on from that, we need to say, well, what are the root causes of this? You know, and let's address those root causes. And that goes down to families. It goes down to fathers. It goes down to the messaging that we're giving boys. It goes down to how we're raising boys to be men in this nation. So I think it's not an either-or situation. You know, men and women should stand together, shoulder to shoulder, in this fight against this thing, which is an evil. So we need to take action. We need to deal with the root causes. And we need to make sure it's not just a virtue signaling thing, you know, just a symbolic thing. It actually leads to real on-the-ground action.